Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, Beef Checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
Today's live cattle futures were down 72 in the December at 108.87. February 17 lower at 112.40, April down 12 at 116.17, June's down 22 at 111.05. It looks like the cash was going to be 109 to 110, which would be $1 lower than the trade last week, so that's a little disappointing. The box beef market at midday today was 237.48. It's about $7 lower than last week. It was down $1.71. Select was at 220.74, up 81 cents. Right now, it's estimated that packer margins are somewhere around a little over $500 a head. That's come up substantially. And then feedlot closeouts are about $88 a head. Today's feeder cattle market was about unchanged in the January down 2 at 139.77. The March up 10 at 139.42, 7 higher in April at 140.77. And the lean hog market down about 15 in December at 65.87. Feb down 35 at 66.57. So across the board, we finished just a little bit under pressure today in the cattle market. Disappointing that the cash trade wasn't steady or higher than it was last week, especially given the high, lofty levels we have seen in the boxed beef market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
The corn futures are also lower, down 5.5 cents at 417 in December. March is down 6 at 420.5. The May's down 5.5 at 423.5. And September and December corn of 21 are the same price now. They had been slightly inverted. They're both at 410.5. So that's inversion's a big deal here in the southern plains, as the corn we harvest can actually go against the September if it's harvested early enough. So that's interesting that those are now at the same levels. You know, the soybean market today was weaker as well, and down about 5.25 in January, 11.63. The March down 5.25. November out there, the new crop down 2 at 10.38. If you notice, the November soybeans has never rallied quite like the front end has. November at 10.38, where the front end's 11.63. So quite a bit of difference there between old crop and new crop. And then hard red winter wheat, the Kansas City wheat was down 3 to 7 cents. July is down 6.75 today at 5.52 1/4. Cotton futures today finished up 46 at 71.57. This morning there weren't any big sales to China. We've been looking for that. There was a corn sale to Mexico, which is helpful, of course. But we're really looking for the Chinese to come in here and buy U.S. grain. It really hasn't happened.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.